I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song, and I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed us to see. We thank you for allowing us to rise early this morning to magnify you, to glorify you, to come before your presence with singing, and to come before your presence in prayer. We thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for the power of submitting to you. We come thanking you, O God, for the power that you allow to dwell in us, power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to act right, power to be a witness, power to submit, God, power of a sound mind, power to love. God, I want to thank you for the power, O God, that you allow to be vested and to dwell in us. We thank you for your spirit today. For your spirit, God, makes us whole. Your spirit is our comforter. He is our confidant, our gift, oh God, from you that helps us, oh God, to live for you, to be examples for you in this dark and dying generation. And we need your spirit, God. We need your anointing, Lord. We need your glory. We need your power, God, because we are nothing without you, Lord. We can't move without you. We can't live without you. We don't have our very being without you, God. We don't have the substance of life without you. And so, God, we need your glory, God, and we need your anointing, Lord. We need your spirit, oh God, each and every day of our lives. And so, God, as we pray this morning, we want you to endow us with your spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, God, today. We worship and adore you, God. We magnify your name, and we make your name glorious in this place in the name of Jesus. We need your anointing, God. We love on you, God, this morning. We extol your name, God, and we bless your name, because we know that when praises go up, blessings come down, and you come to inhabit the praises of your people. We need your presence, God, and we need your glory in this place. So, God, let your glory fill the places, fill the rooms, fill the work site, God, fill the cars, oh, God, for wherever the listener is right now. Let your glory, God, let your Shekinah glory be revealed in our midst right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You taught us we can ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find, knock and it shall be opened, God. That means if we open up our mouth and we ask you, God, we can receive it. God, if we take time to go search you out, God, to seek ye first your kingdom and your righteousness, oh God, you said in your word that you'll add all these things unto us. And then if we have the boldness just to knock on the door, God, you said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will let me in, I'll come in and I'll sup with him, God. And so, God, we know that you're here knocking at our doors right now, and we welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. We want you to come sup with us, Lord. We want you to come hang out with us, Lord. We want you to come and abide with us right now and forever. So, God, help us, oh, God, to make your praise glorious on this day. Because just like anybody, God, just like man, God, you love the praises of your people. And we want to seek to please you and not to seek man. Man's, oh, God, glory is temporary. It's for vain glory, God. It's for selfish gains. But, God, your glory, oh, God, is for selfish gains as well. Oh, God, but you do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, God. You're the one that provides the air that we breathe, God. You're never fickle, God. You're not a failure, God. You're not funny, oh, God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And you told us in the beginning that you were a jealous God and that you don't want any other gods before you. And so we don't put anyone else before you, Lord. We want to please you. We want to make you proud. We want to make your name glorious, God, so have your way in us and come inhabit the praises of your people. We need you to abide with us. You said if we abide in you and your word abides in us, oh God, that we can ask what we will. Oh God, that means we're working in your will. That means we are submitted to your will. God, that means that we're steadfast and unmovable in you, God, that we're focused in on you. And so God, well, I want to thank you for all that you do, your faithfulness. Thank you for your consistency. God, thank you for your anointed power, God, that never runs short, that never runs out, oh God, that is always there. God, I thank you for being who you are. And I want to thank you, God, for our lesson yesterday, last night, about enduring hardship, enduring persecution, enduring trials for Christ's sake. God, I want to thank you that we don't have to walk in this journey and we don't have to walk along this perilous pathway by ourselves. David said, for though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't have to fear any evil because you are with me, Lord. And I want to thank you that it's the same today. Though we walk in the valleys of shadows of death, God, though we walk in perilous times today, we're not alone, but you are with us. And so, God, to help us endure during this time, God, you gave us three things to focus on last night. To be submissive, God, allow your spirit to have his way in our lives, and to be bold and strong and stand in you. Help us to be those traits, those characteristics on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Remind us that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And so we'll be able to endure. We'll be able to hold on because the weapon may form, but it won't be able to prosper, God. We must submit to your authority, oh God, and submit to the situation because you don't allow anything to come into our lives, oh God, unless you permit it and unless you ordain it. And so if you brought me into it, God, your spirit can keep me in it. And if your spirit can keep me in it, I must be ready to tell of the good news of Jesus. I must let them know that in spite of your persecution of me, I still love you and I still magnify the God of my salvation because I know that he's able to do it. Help us to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the midst of the fire, God. And before they even got into the midst of the fire, they said, I know that my God can. But if he does not do it, I still know that he's able to save us, oh God, from this situation. Oh God, in the midst of the trial, they were bold. They still proclaimed your good name. And we want to have that counted as in our buckets, God. We want to count that among ourselves, oh God, on this day. Bless us and keep us, Lord. Keep us in the heart of your hand, Lord. Keep us in the center of your will. And then, God, as we pray and continue to align ourselves and join in, oh God, with our national church as we pilgrimage to Pentecost in this 2016. We want you to bless us. The purpose of these 50 days of consecration, Lord, is that we may, stir up your spirit, oh God, and make ourselves, oh God, one, that you may come and shower down your spirit upon us, oh God, and overwhelm us like you did on the day of Pentecost, God. We want a revival to spring forth. We want the outpouring of your spirit, oh God, to fill each and every one of our churches, God. And you don't have to wait till the day of Pentecost, but God, as we get ourselves with one accord and with one mind, God, we need you to pour out your spirit upon us, God, to make us walk right, to make us talk right, to give us the strength that we need, God, and to refill us again and to fill us again in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we're praying for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God. We want your glory to fall on us, God, on that day, oh God, and each and every day. When I pray, God, that's my desire, God, as I pray. God, I want you to pour out your spirit upon us, God, each and every day. Because I can't wait until 50 days from now or 45 days from now. God, I need your glory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I need your spirit right now, oh God, to help me during this day. Oh God, so we seek after the baptism of your Holy Spirit, not just for us, God, but for every church, every ministry across this nation. God, let your love wax strong in us. Because our next prayer request, we need the love of God. We need to be compassionate. I mentioned last night during Bible studies that love, oh God, douses out the flame of hate. Oh God, we must love those that persecute us. We must love those that ridicule us. We must show graciousness to them. We must show the love of God. Jesus did not show hate or show fear. He did not show anything but love to those that persecuted him. The first words he said on the cross was, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, help us to love like you, and let your love abide in us." Next thing, oh God, we're petitioning before you, oh God, is that we may be humble before you. We need a spirit of humility, because pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. If I said those backwards, God, God. Pride, oh God, is a destructive power. It's a fleshy thing, God, and we want to put our flesh under subjection, oh God. So cast the devil out of the minds of your people, oh God, because when we have the mind of the devil, God, we come and think about things that are selfish, oh God, things, oh God, that are prideful, Lord. We put that flesh under subjection, God, and we want a spirit of humility to overtake us and overwhelm us. And then, God, we pray for a spirit of forgiveness, Lord. You said, how can you forgive, oh God, if we don't forgive anyone else? God, for you first forgave us, so we should be willing to forgive others as well. Help us to be forgivers of others, oh God. And if we love, oh God, forgiveness to be a part of our spirit. Then, God, next we pray for inner healing. Many have been hurt. Many have been afflicted, God, by ministries. Those who are not doing what they're supposed to do, and those who are not allowing the Lord to lead them. And so, God, we want you to make us a place of refuge, Lord, at Praise Center. Oh, God, for those that need inner healing, God, that they can come in and be healed and be delivered and be set free. We pray for inner healing for those that don't know you without the body. And then we also pray for those within the body as well for inner healing, God. We've had scars. We've had situations that have hurt us, not necessarily from the church, but just in life, Lord. Heal. Let the blood cover right now. Let the blood set free and provide healing for the inner souls right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Then we pray for the spirit of reconciliation, God. Help us to be willing to stand with open arms, oh God, to call those that are in the fields of sin, those that have turned their backs on you, those that have turned their backs on us. God, help us to have a spirit of reconciliation, God, to bring them in from the fields of sin, because, God, you have a desire that no man shall go to hell. You want everyone to live and not die. And so, God, help us to be the conduits of the spirit of reconciliation. Then we plead for the blood, Lord. We plead for your blood to cover us, your blood to saturate us, your blood to set us free, your blood that still heals, your blood that still delivers, and your blood that still sets free. Your blood destroys the enemy's plan, because it must be subject, he must be subject to your name and to your blood. Let your blood cover us now, this day, and forevermore in the name of Jesus. And then, God, we ask for a spirit of prayer and fasting. You said these kinds come by fasting and praying. And we here at Praise Center, God, believe in fasting, and we believe in praying as well. And so, God, honor our consecration, honor our commitment to fasting and prayer. And, God, and evict these kinds out of our situations, God, as we continue to trust and rely upon you. Lord, we want a spirit of revival, the next thing we're praying for. Let a spirit of revival spring forth in this church, oh, God, in the churches across this nation. And then, God, help us to confess our sins. For when we're faithful and just to confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And then, Lord, create in us a clean heart, a pure heart, God, and renew a right spirit within us, God, that we may be the vessels that you have called for us to be in this dark and evil days. Those are the 11 petitions, oh, God, that we're praying for in conjunction with our national church. And, God, those we're doing, oh, God, as we continue in these 50 days of Pentecost. God, we want you to honor our sacrifice as on April 5th, God. We'll start our 40 days of prayer and fasting, God. We want you to use our prayers on these days, oh, God, as a seed to bless us and anoint us, God, during these 40 days of prayer, God, that you'll do the miracles, signs, and wonders that we're looking for in our ministry, that you'll bless us, oh, God, that you'll send the harvest our way, God, that you'll continue to grant us favor as we strive for holiness and strive to please you. Bless us on this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will, God. And then bring us back to get again at the appointed place and appointed time. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this day. Amen and amen.